Winston Churchill possessed laser-focused historical vision, using patterns of the past to project decades into the future and determine how world events would unfold. Learn about a kind of vision even more powerful than Churchill's historical vision, an eternal vision that you can receive from God Himself. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. In the beginning of World War II, Winston Churchill was still out of the government, and even though he had warned the British people for a decade about Adolf Hitler furiously preparing for World War II, and yet there were the British appeasers that were in control at that time, and Churchill only had one friend who was having some kind of a strong help in the government, and he felt like he was just about the only one he could depend on, and then suddenly he resigned. And this was just shocking to Winston Churchill, and here is what he had to say, and I'll read just a short statement that he made. Notice this. It seemed to me at this moment to embody the life hope of the British nation. I watched the daylight slowly creep in through the windows and saw before me in a mental gaze the vision of death. He thought that might be the end of the British Empire. He then began to talk about the Middle Ages. Others did as well. Then he said, no, it's more than the Middle Ages. This is a new dark age. A new dark age that's coming on the scene. Now that was in World War II. And where are we today to compare with that? Well, a new dark age, even greater, is facing us today. He said he was afraid that we're going to sink into this abyss and never get out of it. So it was a very, very difficult time for him. And we face problems like this far worse than he did. How about us today? Are we entering into the new dark age? Well, yes, we are. More than most people even realize. But that is true because we have a world full of nuclear bombs in many nations. What does that mean? But anyhow, when Churchill talked about his finest hour speech, he talked about that new dark age. They were now facing. It was new and it was a dark age. And it's something that everybody ought to be aware of, and they ought to do something to help end that, if they could even do so. But God promises that He will protect His very elect. Now that's a great promise and a great hope. But if you are God's very elect, He says He will protect you from all of that. He'll do that. Notice what it says in Revelation 12 in verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. The woman is a type of God's church. So this is about God's church being taken to a place of safety for 3.5 years. As the world is facing that new dark age filled with nuclear bombs and nations that had nuclear bombs. Let me just read you another scripture that I want to focus on today. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, God is talking about an eternal vision here. This is God's vision. It's not like any man's vision. And it has to be real to us if it's going to mean anything. And yet, Most people don't have the joy they should have in their lives because they don't have that vision, that beautiful vision, eternal vision that God has in His mind and is putting in our minds if we will allow it. But not much of that is being done today. An eternal vision. I want to talk to you about God's vision today. God's vision today. India and Pakistan are talking about having a war. They both have nuclear bombs. We could be into a nuclear warfare anytime if they decide to clash in that way. It could happen. And they're already saying there is a new war there with them. They've had quite a few of those in the past. So there is hope in people if we have this eternal vision of God. There should be hope in all of us. And if there's not, well then, we don't know God like we should, and we certainly don't, people don't know Him today, generally speaking. Notice what it says in Matthew 24 and verse 20. But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. In other words, when you're fleeing to that place of safety where He's going to take you. Verse 21, it says, for then shall be great tribulation, beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Nothing ever like this. In verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then verse 24 says, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But the very elect cannot be deceived. That's a marvelous statement and gift to God's very elect. They cannot be deceived. Now, how does that compare to you? John Lucas wrote about Churchill the visionary a few years ago, and I just wanted to read a couple of paragraphs that he mentioned about a visionary. And he talked about the Oxford English Dictionary stating that something which is apparently seen otherwise than by ordinary sight. In other words, you've got a foresight that's beyond the average person or the ordinary person, much beyond it. He goes on to say, on New Year's Day in 1953, consider that this was said even before Stalin's death. Churchill said that if I lived my normal span, I should assuredly see Eastern Europe free of communism. Counting Colville's expectable 70, that would have been the 1980s, which was exactly what happened. He had a vision that took him into 40 years ahead. And yet, that vision is not going to work for us to save us from a great trouble. There is another vision that will, God's vision. But this, we can't look to men in spite of the vision they have, a few of them, and exceptionally few that we need to be thankful for in many ways. He went on to say, Bismarck was reputed to have said that a statesman can look forward 5 years, but anything more than that, well, you can't do it, generally speaking. Not many people can go beyond that, but Churchill did. Still, that's not enough. That's not enough for us to see what's going on and even have a focus into eternity and everything that's ahead of us. That is quite a vision. It's unheard of in politics, but Winston Churchill was different. He had not a political vision, but he had a historical vision. He really knew history, and it helped him to see far into the future. That's the way it is with history. You learn so many lessons, and it shows you how to face history. the future in many ways. And yet people take that lightly today, and many of the universities don't even teach history, to their own shame and chagrin, I'll tell you. It is a vital lesson that everybody should understand. We have access to God's eternal vision, and He will give it to us as we grow into His thinking. He'll give it to us, and it will amaze you in oh so many ways. You will see that if you get this vision in your mind. Luke said this, "Foresight in politics is rare, and it is usually a matter of fortune rather than genius. Perhaps, but at any rate, Churchill's foresights were historical rather than political." Again, that's a vision we can learn from and take us steps on up, growing somewhat, but it is nothing compared to God's vision. It's not a vision that can save us. And yet I'm talking to you about God's vision, which will save us and give us joy and happiness, and it will take away all these horrifying problems we're facing if we'll just repent toward God and toward His vision. And God is a great builder of His vision in the very elect. That's why they can't be deceived. They can't be deceived. Can you imagine that? Well, look at all the deception today. The heart, God says, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You can't look to that. You can't look to a human being. That's Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. But this extraordinary vision, you can still learn more and more from it in the history books about Winston Churchill and what he did. Notice, just again to remind you, Proverbs 29 and verse 18 is, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." God means that. If there's no vision, you die. And all kinds of corruption and problems and difficulties. And now our number one problem today is that of human survival. Human survival. Are we going to survive, or are we going to destroy every person on this earth? Well, I'll tell you this, Jesus Christ said that would happen if He didn't stop it. And He's going to stop it in spite of us, but He's going to let most of it work right up to just almost nothing left before He intervenes. We can see that in a few moments in a couple of scriptures. But this vision keeps us full of hope. And we need hope in this dark, dark world. We need to see light. And there's all kinds of light for us to see. I mean real light and reality and life. We don't really live today the way God looks at it and the way we should look at it. We're human beings. We're going to die. But God is offering us eternal glory, to live forever. That's life. What we have today is not life as God views it. We're going to die very shortly. Few people understand how close Hitler had come to winning his war in the early summer of 1940. He almost won World War II. And I mean, he was the most evil, savage man on the earth, by far, because he was possessed by Satan the devil. A great turning point in World War II is when Churchill and Britain defied Hitler's Third Reich almost alone. He stood up to him, and it looked like he was going to lose everything. He managed to almost alone stop Hitler from winning World War II in 1940. And most people don't remember that, But Churchill even had a vision back to 1924 about this dictator, Adolf Hitler, was already a little bit on the scene, but nobody else. I mean, nobody else ever thought anything about this man coming forward and maybe causing horrifying problems and cause 60 million people's death. Wow, what an insane human being can do. And that's what he was. He was insane and even had mixed spells in his life and where he just jumped down to the floor and you'd see all kinds of crazy things happening. A crazy, crazy man, because he was leading people to Satan, the devil's way of life. Churchill said that they had lost World War I and they wanted, Germany wanted revenge. They wanted World War II so they could have revenge for losing World War I. Then they lost World War II, and now they have revenge they want to take against the people that beat them and won in World War II. You think that isn't true? Well, you should read John Lukacs. I mean, he's one of the greatest biographers of Winston Churchill there is. And you should read what he says about that. But they still have revenge. And that is in their minds. And even today you can see it because they hate our president in the U.S. Why? After all we've done and given them and brought them back to power after World War II. And even their own leader at that beginning said that was certainly a dangerous risk, because they could do it again. And they have, and they are now the number one power in Europe, leading Europe with their own military, like nobody else. How did that happen? Well, we said we were not going to allow that to happen after World War II, and they'd had these two world wars that they had started, and even many before that. If you know their history, goes back into Assyria, which is their name in the Hebrew Bible. But revenge, imagine that. Revenge because they lost two world wars. Why is it that they hate the President of the United States so much? How much of it do you think might be revenge? I'm telling you, there is a Holy Roman Empire that has a vision that's terrifying in this world. And they have had six heads of that Holy Roman Empire, and they have one more, and then Jesus Christ is going to stop it forever. But that revenge is going to be gone. God says, look, if there's no vision, the people perish. That's a dangerous outcome. And yet, that's where we are. You can go on and read about this in Habakkuk 2, and we have a booklet on that we'll send you that tells you all about Germany and the Holy Roman Empire and how a man coming for this next head of the Holy Roman Empire and has a change in his mind. A power of Satan is beginning to change his mind down the road. And that is a prophecy for this end time. And you can prove it over and over and over and over. It's not that difficult to do. But Satan, the devil, is real. And he can even possess people and empower them, give them power, like he did Adolf Hitler, to just spread through a sea of blood. 60 million people died in World War II. 60 million. Well, Churchill kept warning everybody about him and what was coming. And if you read Ezekiel 33 in verses 1 through 6, you'll read about a watchman there that the people choose. And this can be a great help for their country. I can show you certain things where I believe this applies specifically to Winston Churchill, because he was a great watchman here in this end time. And who else has been one the way he has been in this end time? Nobody else really even comes close. But you see that those first six verses tells you about a human watchman, but God says that is not going to work for us. It has to be more than that. What is it that we need? Churchill was a key figure of 1940. He kept Hitler from winning the war at that time. And he and just a few people helping him, but it was him doing the leadership. Notice verse 7, God says, here's what we have if you want to make it work, if you want real vision and God's vision. Notice what God says, the watchman that the people choose, that's not good enough. And here's what is good, God's vision. Verse 7, so you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Now that's what we're looking for. A watchman that will tell you what God's vision is and show you how to build it in your life. He'll do that for you. A strong Germany is now risen in Europe, and we warned against that and have done it for over 75 years. But here they are again. And notice what it says in verse 33. There's also something else here besides a watchman. Verse 33 says, and when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Then they're going to know that a prophet has been before them. You have to know the difference between a false prophet and a real prophet, and you can prove that. And we have material here, the Last Hour booklet and the United States and Britain in Prophecy, or the Ezekiel booklet. We have all kinds of information to prove this to you. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Winston Churchill possessed laser-focused historical vision, using patterns of the past to project decades into the future and determine how world events would unfold. Learn about a kind of vision even more powerful than Churchill's historical vision, an eternal vision that you can receive from God Himself. Winston Churchill perceived the ominous threat of Adolf Hitler long before anyone else did. Throughout the 1930s, he stood alone in the wilderness as a watchman against Hitler. After saving the West from Nazi tyranny, Churchill turned his focus to the communist threat coming from Joseph Stalin and the USSR. Churchill envisioned the Soviet Empire crumbling in the next handful of decades. History proves Churchill absolutely correct. Winston Churchill possessed sharp historical vision. He examined the patterns of history to accurately predict the future. What an impact his historical vision had on all mankind. A vision much more powerful than Churchill's historical vision is available to you. Request our free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, for the riveting prophetic vision that leads to eternal life. Studied along with your Bible, this book will help you unlock the modern identities of all the major players in Bible prophecy. See the chaotic short-term future of the United States, Britain, Germany, Russia, China, Iran, and many other nations. Understand the dazzling destiny of mankind beyond the earth-shaking world war just ahead. Also request Gerald Flurry's free book, Ezekiel, the End Time Prophet. The prophet Ezekiel foretold two watchmen rising on the scene in this end time. The first watchman was Churchill, chosen by the people at the last possible moment to fend off Hitler. The second watchman was chosen not by the people, but by God. Prove where God is working today, providing eternal vision to all who choose to receive it. Also request Gerald Flurry's free booklet, Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman. When World War I ended in 1918, pretty much the entire planet fell asleep. Meanwhile, Germany rapidly rearmed and prepared for round two. Only one man perceived Germany's bad intentions. There are many lessons to learn from this startling history that can be applied in your everyday life. You will also receive a free copy of Gerald Fleury's booklet on Habakkuk. God's church fractured and almost perished after the death of Herbert W. Armstrong in 1986. Discover how a royal remnant gained eternal vision from God to fight the rebels and win the copyrights to Mr. Armstrong's most important writings. Prove that the prophet Habakkuk foretold this miraculous court victory thousands of years ago. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The United States and Britain in Prophecy, Ezekiel, the End Time Prophet, Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman, and Habakkuk. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.